women of wisdom.
Love Talk Radio.
Okay, if that stupid thing doesn't poop off on me one more time, I will second guess myself. Well, anyway, that's not the point. The point is that I have a fabulous guest who's really, really, really into fashion, and she's actually a fashion stylist, and she and I have been talking back and forth for about a while now, and so I'm blessed and honored enough to have Dr. Amy Cannata on, and what she's going to talk about is her own book, Perspective, spelled like the word purse, and so I'm excited to find out why that spelling. And she's also a co-author in Hot Pink Bestsellers Anthology, Chocolate and Diamonds, compiled by Colin Hall. And so we're going to get into all that. But we're going to talk about her book mainly, not necessarily about the anthology. So I'm going to bring her on and take it away. Welcome, Amy, to Women of Wisdom.
Well, thank you for having me, Wynn. I'm really excited to be here. And I just want to say thank you to all of your listeners as well.
Oh, you're so sweet. You're so sweet. And I want to ask you, why did you start your business? Why did you do it? Did you reach a breaking point, or was it something that you wanted to do?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I've been a chiropractor for 10 years, and I got to the point last July where I actually hurt my back, and I was in bed for 3 days flat out. And when that happened, I was going at a really high pace and doing and trying to be a high-achieving entrepreneur. And when that happened, and I threw my own back out, which seemed to me like a paradox to be a chiropractor throwing her back out, I took that as a really big message from the universe and from God that I was meant to slow down and reevaluate my life. And as a result of spending 3 days in bed, I realized that I had been serving the world on a much smaller scale, on a one-on-one scale. I'm a low-volume chiropractor. I see one person at a time for about 30 minutes at a time, so I take my time with people, and I do a lot of healing work, not only physical adjustment work, but I also do some spiritual and emotional healing as well. So seeing people one-on-one made me really stop and think about how can I serve the world on a bigger scale, because I had this burning desire inside of me that kept saying to me, there's more out there, you're missing something. I just got to the point of kind of frustration where I kind of felt a little bit burnt out, a little bit like something was missing. And so as a result of being flat out on my back and having all this time to kind of think about the direction of my life and my business, I decided to start something called Launch University, which is a coaching and mentoring program for women who want to transform and heal their lives after they've had some either personal tragedy or trauma and become something more than what they are. So out of that, I spent a couple months trying to figure it out on my own, and then I got to the point of frustration in October, and I hired my own coach who helped me understand and bridge the gap between my chiropractic expertise and my background and love for fashion and in the retail business and my background working for luxury brands. So I have a background working for brands like Kate Spade and J. Crew, and I really enjoyed that aspect of my life. What I didn't like about that part of my life is I didn't like the hours and I didn't like working on holidays and weekends because I really enjoy traveling. And I like having my own schedule. So coaching seemed like the next natural fit for me and for my business because now I can serve women on a much larger scale all over the world virtually with what I do. So that's what prompted me to start my company.
So basically, your own injury prompted you having your own injury prompted this coaching school, this love of fashion, and mixing your love of fashion without being in the fashion industry, per se.
Right, and I think what happened was it figuratively brought me to my knees to say I needed to stop and reevaluate and think about who I am and what I have to offer. And so it was not only born out of that, my own injury, but then that injury made me think about the setbacks and the source of what happened with my back came down to something much deeper emotionally that was going on inside of me, which was this healing process that I was in the final stages of coming out of after years of being silent about a domestic violence situation that I had been in that I'm now regaining my voice over. So, yes, it was my own, pardon the expression, the straw that broke the camel's back, but throwing my own back out, being in bed for 3 days, it forced me to go to my knees and say, what are you doing to serve the larger purpose in the world? Because seeing people one at a time isn't serving the world in the way that you were meant to serve. And I got that message very clear, from God, from my relationship with God on that one.
Yep. Sometimes God throws these things smack in your face, and it's like, you do it or you don't do it, and pay the circumstances if you don't do it. And so, that's why I think sometimes we have to listen to our inter-woman wisdom, so to speak. And that being said, what is this all about? Your book being called Perspective, but it's spelled first.
Okay, I'm really excited and happy you asked me that question because I'm excited about talking about this. So my book is called Perspective, and it's spelled PURSEPECTIVE, Perspective. And the subtitle is From Ruin to Resilience, A Handbook for Rebuilding Your Life. But the word handbook is actually crossed out, and it says handbag. And so the idea for the book came about.
Now I have to read this book. And I normally don't say that on Women of Wisdom. I'm the one that writing the books. I'm the one that's doing all this. But now I have to actually read this book because a handbag. I love that analogy. I am normally say that. to my guest, but I love that analogy.
Oh, I'm so glad you love it. I'm so glad you love it. It is a you can't judge a book by its cover type of story, which is you can't judge a handbag by its outer appearance. And so I use the handbag as a metaphor for the baggage that we all carry around with us every day that no one sees. So it is a you can't judge a book by its cover story. It's a story about my life. It's a story about when people see me now and see my appearance and think that I have it all polished and put together and I'm all this glamorous person, it wasn't always that way. It wasn't always that way. And as a matter of fact, most of my life I've struggled with self-esteem and self-worth, and I went through some postpartum depression, and it wasn't always, you know, this beautiful, glamorous outer appearance. And I'm here, and this is part of my larger purpose in life, is to help women heal from all that past stuff that I had to heal myself. I had to do it all by myself, and it took me 12 years to go through this process of finding my self-worth and this and that. And in that process, I now have a process to take women through it much faster, in a much more succinct way, in a powerful, healing way, because I've been there and I've done that. And so my book is an extension of who I am and what I offer the world as well. So it is a memoir. It's a hybrid between a memoir and an actual workbook that you can use. And it's going to be small, so you can tuck it into your purse and carry it with you and go back to the exercises and, you know, have it as a tangible tool. So I really wanted something that really resonated with women. The title, you know, resonates with women, and it's my way of giving back.
And is it going to be self-published or traditionally published? I presume self-published.
It is going to be self-published through Amazon, through CreateSpace.
Well, there we go. And
yep.
The cover, if I had the budget, I would use your cover artist, Beth, because the cover of this book is absolutely fabulous. It spoke to me. The cover spoke to me before we started talking about the book. And it's just fabulous the way Beth captured the handbag. Oh my God. The orange handbag drew me right in, but that's just me because I love fashion. Anyway. Just me. And so what, other than working and other than living this fabulous lifestyle, what is your other favorite thing to do or your favorite book to read?
My actually, and this is going to sound very cliche, but my favorite thing to do in life is actually spend time with my teenage daughters. It is my number one thing that gives me the most joy is spending time with them. It's either taking them places or going for walks. Just being with them is my favorite thing to do.
Wow. Just being with them is your favorite thing to do. That
yep.
is just something that I think every listener out there should take a piece of. Just spend time with the ones you love. I mean, you've heard me mention a couple of weeks ago that I lost a dear friend to a heart attack. He was 30 years old. He had Down syndrome. And I saw this person 1 week before he died. 1 week. And this person could light up a room. And when I got the news that he had passed on my birthday, thank you very much. And I have realized just the relative and worry about me instead of worrying about my company. So that question doesn't sound cliche at all. That question sounds perfect. And what is your all-time favorite book to recommend to my listeners?
My all-time favorite book that I have read over and over again is actually a business book. It's by Darren Hardy, and it's called The Compound Effect.
Oh my.
And in the book, it's a short, very easy to read, very quick read. And the reason I love the book is because the principles that he discusses in the book can be applied to whatever it is you're trying to tackle. Whether it is saving money, whether it's losing weight, whether it's growing your business, it's just a fundamental, whether it's even being more positive on a daily basis and being more thankful and creating a habit of practice of doing those things. When I threw my back out and I was looking for some inspiration, it was one of the first books I picked up to get myself back into the positive mindset instead of the, you know, poor me, I threw my back out, I can't do anything, I can't move, I'm laying here, you know, and it's interfering with my lifestyle, all those things, you know, because I'm very active, I'm a very active person. And so all those things started creeping in, like, am I ever going to get better because I'm in pain, and how long is this going to last, and all that stuff that creeps in when we might maybe have a setback in our lives. So that was one of the first books that I grabbed when I was like, what else am I going to do? Because, I mean, I couldn't even sit up to watch TV in bed. I was literally flat, horizontal. And I picked up that book and I read it. I've read it so many times, and every time I need to get back on track with whether it's my exercise routine or whether it's eating healthy, or I want to recommend a book for a friend that's maybe starting a business or starting their journey in weight loss, I always recommend that book by far.
That is amazing that your personal lead is actually a business book.
Hello? Thank you. Hello.
Away and then put me on hold. So
I know I got disconnected.
Jeez. Okay, life goes on. And I was going to say that I appreciate everyone's women of wisdom, and I appreciate yours and having yours sharing everything that you have learned. And I was telling my guests that they should pick up your book and pick up the book that you mentioned, including your book, and I'm sure it's available on Amazon and going to be available on Kindle. Am I correct in saying that?
It is going to be going on sale on September 1st.
So
I can
books coming out in September then.
I do.
Your own work. Well, you took on another full time job of being a published author now. Jeez. Nice. September's the month of published authors. Okay. Well, I'll actually pick up both books. All three books on Amazon, the business book, your book, and the anthology, primarily your book, because I'm fascinated to read it. And I'm fascinated to hear your perspective. And I'm sorry that life got in the way of this podcast, but I think people got a taste of the book. I at least hope they did.
I am
very grateful to you that you were able to share your perspective, and that everything works in mysterious ways, and I'm happy that you were able to give people a perspective. In your book, the perspective is spelled like her. There we go. So I'm happy that you joined me tonight, and I'm happy that we were able to get a half an hour conversation in despite my Skype being disconnected.
Me too.
And I appreciate every woman of wisdom out there, and women of wisdom is going to get better and bigger and better and all that good stuff. And I hope you guys tune in to another fabulous episode of Women of Wisdom. It's going to be all screwed up in timings there, but I'll keep you guys abreast of what I'm doing and how this is going to work, and we'll just see where it goes. And I appreciate everyone listening to another fabulous episode of Women of Wisdom.